Okay, so here it is. Test one, episode one, prototype one, whatever one of the Pioneers podcast. This is my first attempt at this. I guess it's my first attempt to see if anybody even wants to hear me talk. I think also probably the reason I'm doing it is because my wife isn't home, so she can't look at me funny for talking to myself in this small nook of our home. Anyways, that's me. My name is Taylor. I live in South Carolina. I'm 24 years old. I don't really know why I'm starting this. Big part of it's for fun. I like interesting conversation with people who I love free thinkers and I love pioneers. I love it when somebody is brave enough to let themselves think outside of what is the cultural norm, what they're told to think. Doesn't just take everything for face value. And that's part of the name, you know, pioneers. A pioneer is someone who's willing to just plow a road that's never been walked down before, take the scrapes, the bruises, get some funny looks for doing it, but ultimately is willing to come out the other end true to who they really are. And that is my heart for this somehow. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but yeah, that's me. That's what I'm about. That's what I believe. I believe that everyone has a point of view. Everybody has a story. Everybody's worth listening to. My background, I didn't grow up a Christian. I always had some kind of sense of spirituality. I had a really radical encounter with God that I do and will probably talk about another time. But basically, that's really the corner that I come from when I view the world. And for me, that gives me a lot of freedom, because I think that if you're solid enough in what you believe and what you think, you should be able to hear another point of view without it scaring you, honestly, because really one of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to learn something and you might change the way that you think, or hearing somebody else's viewpoint is just going to make you more solid in what you already believe. So really, I think that critical thinking is something that, or even honestly, free thinking is something that our culture is straying away from, but is really important. And so that actually, in this first test round, this first test podcast, whatever this is, that's the first thing I want to talk about. That's the first thing I want to throw out there and submit to the one or two or maybe even five, if I'm lucky, people who are going to listen to this. The world can't take from you what it doesn't give you. So for me, my identity, my happiness, my joy, that comes from God. So, you know, say I get my, let's talk about peace, because, you know, unrest is something that's really rampant nowadays. So let's talk about peace. If I receive my peace from a certain situation, then my peace is situational. Stands to reason. But more specifically, if I let situations around me, and I guess a better way would be circumstances, define how I feel, then circumstances have the power to take away or alter how I feel. If I have a higher power, or I guess even, you know, I really have no interest in just preaching. You know, I'm not just talking to Christians. I'm interested in telling my own personal journey and opinions and hearing other ones. So just going in, this isn't preaching. This isn't geared at anyone. This is just me being real. If I get who I am from God, say that's personally, I get it from God. All right. Think of that. Do with that whatever you want. This is, like I said, this is just me. If I get that, if that's my source, then that is something outside of my circumstances. So circumstances can only take from you what you let them give you. Does that make sense? So if you have a higher purpose, a higher power, something that is not circumstantial or situational, something that is a kind of a solid rock to stand on. If you have that, then circumstances can come, waves can crash in, storms can blow, but that's not where you get your happiness from. That's not where you get your peace from. So therefore, it can't take from you what it doesn't give you. And that is a really simple idea, but man, let me tell you, that will change everything. If you can grab onto that, that will change everything. I'm still learning to grab onto that. I've known that concept for probably 4 years now, and it's slowly getting easier. It's slowly getting better. I'm slowly getting better at it. But I just really want to encourage you today, whatever your situation is, whatever situation you are in, just think about that. Where do I get my peace from? Where do I get my rest from? What gives me joy? Because I got to tell you, if what gives you joy is everything around you working properly, good luck, because life happens and, you know, unfortunate things happen. So for you to bank your peace on everything working out today, I mean, maybe your life looks different than mine, but that's not usually the way it goes. And another good way to kind of expand on this thought is people. This is so important. If people define your happiness, then people can take your happiness from you. I'm married. I do believe in a, you know, happy wife, happy life, but I'm talking about overall peace and joy. If my wife is what gives me the sole purpose of my happiness, that if she is kind of the core drive of my happiness, then she can take it from me. Not that she would, she's amazing, but I'm just saying everybody has a bad day. So if we start fighting, then now my peace is gone. And my peace might be gone because the person I love is upset. But I'm saying if she is the only source of my happiness, then if she's having a bad day, my happiness can't exist because she can take it from me, even if it's not on purpose. If friends or your social life or your social media life are the source of your happiness or peace or identity, then those things changing and not being solid can take that from you. So I just want to encourage everybody out there, you know, all four people that might end up listening to this, where does your joy come from? What is giving you your peace? Because if it's something that's like a wave that just washes in and out, then your joy and your peace is kind of destined to do the same thing. I don't know, something to think about. I'm really curious to see who listens to this, if anyone thinks it's worth listening to. I just really want to talk about life. I want to, you know, maybe examine some current events. I don't have huge interest in getting political, but kind of in talking about life, I think that's bound to happen. So anyways, there it is, 8 minutes and however many seconds of just some free thought. Critical thinking. I would love to hear what you think. Anyone who does listen to this, I would love some feedback. So yeah, that's it. Until next time.